Hey, I can't believe you flipped us.
Oh, it wasn't me. It was the log.
Let's drag the canoe to the sandbar.
All right. Okay, count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Okay, put it down. Lunch day dry. Do you want a sandwich?
Sure. Here they come around the bend. Look at those two lovebirds. We should probably warn them about that log, though.
Did you do the homework for the last premarital session?
I did. How about you?
Yep. Completed it last night.
Oh, Pastor Tim will be proud of us. I'm so glad he's able to officiate.
Me too. So, are you getting nervous yet?
A little. It's still so unreal to me. The last 6 months have flown by. Only 2 weeks and we'll be married.
Hey, guys! There's an underwater log just ahead of you.
Thanks, Kate! Have all the RSVPs come in yet?
Yep. Almost everyone we invited is coming.
This is going to be quite a party.
I know. Everything's falling into place perfectly. Anthony! Anthony, go left! The log!
Whoa! Whoa!
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and I'm so glad you're along for this exciting ride. Anthony and Michelle will be getting married in 2 weeks, and there's a lot to be done. Michelle has always wanted an outdoor wedding, and their good friend Mr. Staple Run has offered the beautiful field behind his house for the event. Let's join the Brinkman family as they gear up for the incredible day.
Today we're only reading one verse. Turn to Genesis 2:24. Gracie, why don't you read it?
Therefore
shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. What? What does cleave mean?
It means to be joined together. Do you know why I had us read this verse?
Because Michelle's getting married.
You're right, Hope. In the Bible, it tells us that when two people get married, they separate from their parents and start their own new family.
I don't want Michelle to get married.
Oh, at first I was a little sad that Michelle was leaving too. I liked our family as it was. But then I thought about how wonderful it is every time Mom has a new baby. That's how it's going to be with Anthony.
Anthony's going to be our new baby?
No. But he is going to be your new older brother. We call them brothers-in-law.
Who's going to write the blog?
Well, like I said, we have some changes coming up. For a while, Kitri will cover that. When Michelle gets back from her honeymoon, we'll figure it all out.
Wasn't Kate doing the blog?
I was, but Kitri likes to write, and music's more my thing.
Oh.
God made you all different and gave you different gifts.
We should strive to glorify him in whatever he gives us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Well, if this wedding's going to happen, we'd better get to work. Before Michelle goes over her list, let's pray.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Lord, we thank you for this family and for the journey you have us on. We also thank you for Anthony and this excitement.
A handwritten letter. Dear Anthony, I just learned that you are going to marry Michelle Brinkman. I know the Brinkman family quite well, and it is out of my concern for Michelle that I write you. As you know, Michelle was called to serve as a missionary. That is a very high and holy calling. When I heard that you have a layman's job, I was very disturbed. You will prevent her from fulfilling her true calling? After serious consideration and no small amount of prayer, I was compelled to write and ask that you consider calling off the wedding. I believe this would be in everyone's best interest. Please weigh these words carefully. Anonymously, a concerned brother. What?
You call this style of climbing bouldering?
Yeah. Good job. You've mastered it.
Thanks. This is so fun. I love all these new things I'm learning with you. I never thought I'd like climbing.
Yeah, but don't change just because of me.
What do you mean?
Nothing. You ready to go?
Anthony, wait. What's wrong?
I don't know.
Please tell me.
Well, I don't want to change you from who you are.
Is this because you're showing me new things?
Kind of. I mean, I just don't want you to be someone you're not, for my sake.
I won't. Don't worry about that, okay?
I'll try.
I love you.
I love you too.
Dad? What? Hey! Hey, what are you doing with my purse?
Hey, stop!
Anthony!
Hey! Let go!
Are you okay, honey?
Yeah.
Here. He didn't get anything.
Oh, that was scary.
You don't expect something like that.
No.
Especially here.
I thought it was Dad at first.
Looked a lot like him. Only your dad has all his fingers. And doesn't run that fast.
Should we report this?
I'll make the call.
4 days to go. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. I'm just a little concerned about Anthony, though. He's been quiet lately.
Do you think something's wrong?
Well, he's probably just nervous.
It was cool to see him helping with the centerpieces. He's pretty artistic.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to see that side of him. How are you doing, Mom?
I'm so happy for you two. It's exciting. I'm a little sad that my oldest is moving out, but I'm really happy for you. So, what needs to be done today?
Well, one thing we need to do is call the caterer and see if we can add a few more people.
Well, let's take care of that right now.
Okay.
Hello, Delicately Delectable Catering.
Hi, this is Michelle Brinkman. You guys are doing my wedding this week, and I need to change the number of guests.
Michelle Brinkman. We never got your confirmation and assumed it was off.
What? You didn't get our email?
No, we never heard back from you, and so we booked a different party.
What are we supposed to do?
I'm really sorry, Miss Brinkman, but I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, goodbye.
What'd they say?
They dropped us.
What?
They took another job and we're out of luck.
Oh.
What are we gonna do?
I'm not sure.
There is no way we can get someone else this late.
Oh, hang on. Miss Bernice and Mr. Pennington help a caterer in Cedarburg. Let's call them and maybe they can pull some strings.
Oh, that catering company we work with is already doing a wedding that day.
Oh, I don't know what to do, Bernice.
I do.
What?
Patrick and I will cater the wedding.
What did you just say, Bernice?
Susan, I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Patrick, they need our help.
Well, I don't want to help. I want to sit down, watch the wedding, and enjoy some good food.
They helped us.
I realize that, but we're older. I refuse.
Patrick, you sound so selfish.
Well, why can't I be selfish once in a while?
Because Jesus said it's wrong.
All right. Go ahead and call him back.
Anthony.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking your lunch break out here with me.
Yeah, sure. Love the lake this time of year. So, what's going on?
I got this anonymous letter the other day, and I just can't shake off what it said.
What did it say?
They suggested I call off the wedding. Said they were concerned for Michelle.
They were concerned?
Yeah. They said that because I'm an architect, I'm going to distract her from her true calling or something.
How ridiculous. Whoever wrote that doesn't know Michelle very well.
Yeah, I guess so.
Seriously, Anthony. If that was a problem for her, she wouldn't have agreed to marry you. I'm sure she thought long and hard about it.
Okay, Michelle. Turn just a little there. I need a couple more pins back here.
Oh, Mom, you've done an amazing job on this dress.
Thanks. I have to go grab some more. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Michelle?
Hi, Gracie.
Michelle, you look so beautiful.
Aw, come here, Gracie. I love you. Are you okay?
Why do you have to leave?
I love Anthony so much, and I want to be with him my whole life. This is the next step that God's leading me to.
I don't want things to change.
I know.
Does Anthony make you happy?
Yes, very much.
Well, he doesn't make me happy.
Oh, Grace, come back.
Isaac, we need help setting up the chairs.
I'm helping Mr. Pennington with the turkeys.
The wedding's tomorrow night, right, Isaac?
I know, Charlie. What are these things, Mr. Pennington?
They're turkey fryers. See? I've rigged them up so that all of them use the same gas tank.
Why so many?
Simple math, Charlie. We're expecting 250 people, half a pound of turkey per person, 125 pounds of turkey. We need to cook 7 turkeys.
So how are we going to cook 7 turkeys in 4 fryers?
We're going to fry half of them today, serve that meat cold, and we'll do the rest tomorrow at the wedding.
What's the ladder for?
Well, first we put a hook in the turkey. Then we place the ladder over the pot and use the ropes and pulleys to slowly lower and raise the turkey in and out of the boiling oil. We don't want a fire.
Is this dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous, Charlie. But it's delicious.
Now, at this point, do you face each other?
Do we hold hands?
Yes, and Mike will hand you the rings.
The rings? Oh, that's what I forgot to do.
You didn't get them?
Sorry, Anthony. Forgot the rings. I totally slipped my mind. I'll get them first thing tomorrow morning.
Thanks.
Do you guys have a...
Something's wrong with Pastor Tim.
Do you need to sit down?
I think I might.
What's wrong?
Oh, I just had this jabbing pain in my back. Oh, that hurts.
Do you want to go up to the house and lay down?
No, the emergency room. Now.
Kidney stone. Impeccable timing.
Is he okay?
Yeah, but he won't be doing the ceremony.
Oh, really? What do we do?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, you coming? Everyone's inside and we're waiting for you to start the rehearsal dinner.
We'll be right there, Mom. Ready to go in?
I'm not very hungry.
Well, Mr. Staple Run will be disappointed if we don't eat. Come on, hon. Let's go in and try to enjoy ourselves.
Okay.
All right, there they are!
There's the beautiful couple. Hey, hey. Let's pray and eat before these brats get cold. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful couple and their upcoming wedding. We pray for a great ceremony tomorrow and a terrific marriage. In your son's name, amen.
Amen.
All right. It's self-serve.
Grace, come in line with us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Are you two ready for tomorrow?
I think so.
Thanks for all your help, Miss Bernice.
Yeah. Oh, it was my pleasure. So, Michelle, when you're married, will you still write the missionary stories on the computer?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not going to help with missionaries anymore?
Probably not in the same way as before. Anthony's an architect and can't travel very much.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Now, Anthony, I'm going to start frying those turkeys, okay?
We don't have a pastor, sir.
So you're not getting married?
You may want to wait until we figure that out.
Oh, I've already taken care of that. I found you a backup, if you'll have him.
A backup?
Stop repeating me.
Well, who?
My turkey cooking assistant, John, come over here.
Mr. Benty?
Hey, Anthony, sorry to crash the rehearsal dinner. I came along to help Pennington set up those turkey fryers.
I told him how your pastor rented a room at the hospital.
I'd be happy to officiate.
Oh, Mr. Benty, that would be so kind of you. But are you sure?
Oh, it would be my honor, Michelle.
Well then, okay. I guess the wedding's still on.
How much is it?
It's normally $1,900, but this week it's only $1,599.
Wow. Well,
let me ask you this. Is she worth it?
Of course she's worth it.
Why don't you give it some thought while I help this other customer?
All right.
Hello?
I'm here to pick up a couple of rings that have been resized.
Oh, my. Do you have a claim ticket?
Mm-hmm. Here. They're for Anthony Strauss.
Strauss. Let's see. Oh, here it is.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Are these paid for?
Yes, they are. Oh, sorry. And mate, May I ask your name, sir?
Jack Brinkman. Daughter's getting married today.
That's nice. Here you go.
Thanks.
Ozaukee County Sheriff.
Hello, sir. This is Ken Elmendorf at the Cedarburg Jewelers.
Ah, no! Shoo, get out! Guys aren't supposed to come in here.
Oops, sorry. Where do we go?
Go with the groomsmen upstairs. Looking sharp, Ian.
Thanks, Kate.
Kate, shut the door. Nobody's supposed to see her.
Look at it. It's beautiful. The white chairs all set up, the arbor. You guys did an amazing job on that. And this fog, it's like out of a movie.
We're happy you're going to be part of our family, Anthony.
Thanks. So am I.
Hey, Dad.
Ian, help me set up the sound system.
Okay.
When are you getting dressed, honey?
Ooh, I should probably do that now.
Yeah.
Is my tux in the changing room upstairs?
It is, and you might want to hurry.
Looks like Mr. Pennington has all the turkeys fried.
Man, that's some scary stuff.
It smells really good, though.
I'm going to run up and see how the girls' hair and makeup is coming.
It actually kind of smells a little funny.
Something's on fire!
What?
The oil must have boiled over and gotten down
into
the
flames! Look, guys, the grass is burning!
It's going toward that rope! Give me
Pennington,
that tablecloth!
Pennington, stop throwing water on it! You're making it worse!
No!
Here!
Patrick, stop! We need a fire extinguisher or something!
The pool tent's on fire!
What do we do?
Someone call the fire department!
Let's get out of here, quick!
If that propane tank ignites, we'll wake up in heaven! Everybody run!
Run!
All right, men. We're done here. Load up.
What if it starts again?
It won't. Trust me. Happens every time. We don't recommend cooking turkeys in boiling oil.
Thanks for your help.
You bet. All right, let's go.
Police?
Probably want to question me about the fire.
The tent is ruined. I can't imagine we can save any of the food.
At least only the chairs in the back row got melted.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
There's no food, no tent. Only a scorched mess. Just when the guests are about to arrive, what else could go wrong?
Need you ask?
We're looking for Jack Brinkman.
That would be me.
Mr. Brinkman, we need you to come with us to the Sheriff's Department right now for questioning.
For the fire?
No, for armed robbery.
Jack!
Dad, what's going on?
I don't know, but...
You need to come with us now.
Okay.
Honey, should I come?
No, it's all right. Stay there, I'll call you.
I'm changing out of this dress. Sorry, Anthony. I don't think we'll be getting married today.
Sir, my daughter's supposed to get married in 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brinkman, but we need you to answer a few questions.
All right.
Is that you on that TV monitor?
Yep, that's me.
Are you sure that's you?
Yes. Where was that taken?
At the jewelry store last week in Thienesville.
What? In Thienesville?
I'm going to keep rolling the video.
A gun? What? That can't be me. I didn't do that.
Where's Anthony?
In the garage. Michelle, wait.
Yes?
I'm sorry. I didn't want you to get married. But I didn't want all this to happen.
Oh, it's okay, Gracie. It's not your fault.
I like Anthony, and I think you should marry him.
Thanks, Gracie. Love you.
Love you.
I'm going to go out and talk to him now.
Okay.
Anthony?
Hey.
How are you doing?
Not very good.
Oh, I can't believe all this is happening. I hope Dad's all right.
Michelle, are you sure you want to marry me?
Of course I want to marry you. What are you talking about?
I'm starting to think God doesn't want this to happen.
What? Why are you thinking that?
Pastor Tim got a kidney stone. The tent burned down. Your dad's in jail.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we're not supposed to get married.
Michelle, the thing is, you're a missionary, and I'm not. I'm an architect. You're so gifted, and God is using you so much. I couldn't stand the thought of me pulling you away from what God is calling you to do.
Anthony, my calling is to be your wife, to love you and come beside you. That doesn't exclude me from reaching out like a missionary. My life will be different, but I know that as we follow God, our lives will touch those around us, wherever we are.
Someone told me a while back that I should call off the wedding because I'm just an architect. I kept pushing it aside, but when all this started happening...
Anthony, an architect is just as important to God as a pastor or a missionary.
You really believe that?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Anthony, this is Jack.
Mr. Brinkman, I have you on speakerphone with Michelle. What's going on?
I'm afraid I won't be coming home tonight. Someone's been robbing businesses around town, and they think I'm the one that's doing it.
What? Why?
They have surveillance video. I'm sorry. I have to go.
This doesn't make any sense. How could they have video of him robbing a store?
I don't know.
Wait a second. That guy from the climbing wall. Michelle, we need to go. Come on. Mr. Brinkman?
Anthony! Michelle! What are you guys doing here?
Officer, he's innocent.
That seems to be the popular opinion. Only videos don't lie.
A couple weeks ago, we caught a guy trying to snatch my fiancé's purse at the climbing wall. If you check your records, we reported it.
Okay.
The guy looked just like my dad. I even thought it was him at first.
Their faces are almost identical. But when I grabbed the bag away from him, it looked like he was missing a finger on his left hand. Mr. Brinkman, are you missing a finger?
Not since the last time I checked.
Well, like I said, the video never lies. Let's see if our perp has all his digits.
Oh, you can't see his fingers the way he's holding the gun.
I think it's in the other hand.
Come on, show us your hand.
Right there. Stop the video.
He pulled it out of his pocket when he spun around, but I couldn't see anything. It was too fast.
Can you rewind it and pause it? There! Stop!
High five, Anthony! Thanks.
You bet, Mr. Brinkman.
Good thing you're observant. Must have been the architect in you.
You know, I've been struggling lately, thinking an architect isn't spiritual enough. But I'm beginning to understand that's a misconception. Michelle, you and Mike both told me that. I think it's sinking in.
Hey, Susan.
Jack, the guests haven't left. What do I tell them?
I'm not sure.
Michelle, I love you so much. And I really want to marry you. Will you still have me?
Absolutely. Can we still get married tonight?
Tell the guests to stay put. We're on our way.
Go, Charlie, down the aisle. Pull the wagon carefully.
Okay, Hope, let's go.
Throw the flowers, Hope.
Now, who gives this woman to this man?
I do. Anthony, Susan and I are delighted to give you Michelle, the precious treasure that God entrusted to our care.
Anthony, do you take this woman as your wife?
I do.
And Michelle, do you take this man as your husband?
I do.
Face each other. Okay, Anthony, your vow.
I am so blessed to be able to stand here in front of you today. I vow to love you and to care for you until my time on earth is finished.
I am yours, and I will remain yours until death parts us. I vow to support you in your passions and in your dreams, and encourage you when you feel defeated or discouraged.
It was his plan, and it was his grace, and it was his hand that led us back into each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you for the very first time, Anthony and Michelle Strauss.
We're a living story of his power and his glory. Look at us now, just look at us now. The same God who wrote the story of Noah's rainbow and Sarah's laughter is writing us. and smiling, looking at us now.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled What Brings Us Together. To get your own copy or to discover more fun facts about this and other episodes, visit our website, brinkmanadventures.com. While this story is fictional, it is very true that God wants to use each one of us in the profession to which He calls us, no matter what that is. So kids, let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.
Hello. Can I tempt you with some delicious hors d'oeuvres?
Well, you're a strange little waiter, aren't you?
Safety off.
Uh-oh.